It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Afghanistan has begun 3 days of national mourning. In a country long accustomed to political violence, yesterday brought a new level of deadliness. At least 41 people died when a suicide bomber struck a delegation of parliamentarians visiting a northern part of the country considered relatively safe. The lawmakers were just about to tour a sugar factory. School children were lined up to greet them. And then the bomber blew himself up in their midst. We go now to John Hemming. He's a correspondent for Reuters based in Kabul. Hello.
Hello.
This seems to be the deadliest attack since the Taliban were driven out back in 2001. There's been no claim of responsibility. Who is being blamed at this point for this attack?
Well, officials have actually been quite reticent to blame anybody just yet. Of course, the suspicion naturally falls on the Taliban. Nobody else has carried out any suicide attacks in this country so far. And the Taliban have carried out more than 130 suicide attacks in this year alone, which killed more than 200 people. They surpassed the record for last year in September. And so the suspicion naturally falls on the Taliban, although, having said that, the Taliban do deny it.
Among the dead in this delegation of lawmakers was a former minister of commerce, also a very powerful member of the opposition. Is his death seen as a blow to Afghanistan's democracy?
Well, it's too early to say, in a way. So far, the opposition and the government are pulling together on this, and there hasn't been any signs of discord between them. The Taliban, in their denial, said that the people who carried out this bomb might have been enemies of this group. The opposition party is largely made up of former warlords who fought against the Taliban and often against each other in previous years. So they are a very powerful and influential group. But it's too early to say, I think, whether democracy in Afghanistan is under threat because of this bombing.
Right. Although, of course, this province, which may have a history of warlords fighting each other, has been, as I just said, relatively safe up until now.
Indeed. The province of Baghlan has been one of the quietest in the country. It's a rural region. It's famous for its melons, and they grow citrus fruit up there. It's a very quiet, relatively peaceful part of the country. In other parts of the north, there have been one or two suicide attacks, and in the northwest, there's an operation going on against a small pocket of Taliban fighters. But on the whole, the north has been very quiet and relatively prosperous even.
John, thanks very much.
Thank you.
John Hemming is a correspondent for Reuters. He's based in Kabul.